Blog Talk Radio.
Show. We hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, every day we all have to deal with the ins and outs, the ups and downs, the problems, and all of the other things that happen to us in our lives or in the world that we live in. And you've heard me say, I don't know, probably 250 times, that if it's meant to be, it's up to you. Well, guess what? It still is. If it's meant to be, it's up to you. There are too many of us blaming the world for the things that are going wrong in our lives, but we're not taking the action. We're not putting forth the initiative. We're not doing the things that are going to put us in the position to where we can actually succeed like we say we want to succeed. So basically what we're doing is we're kind of setting ourselves up for failure. And I think that part of this is actually a learned habit. I think that a lot of us, because we see other people succeeding, we think that they're supposed to succeed. Because we see other people doing certain things, we think that we're supposed to be doing the same things, but not really knowing what those individuals went through to find the success that they found or to have the success that they found. However, if we actually look at things with an objective and positive outlook, now mind you, when I say an objective and positive outlook, I'm not saying that we're going to sugarcoat anything. I'm not saying that we're going to take, you know, an apple and turn it into an orange, you know, or a lemon and turn it into something sugary and sweet without putting anything in it. What I'm saying is that some of the things that we are actually believing is true aren't true. Some of the things that we actually deal with on a regular basis, just, you know, we've accepted them to be true, but they aren't. You know, and part of it, I believe, is because we've been lied to so much that we now participate in a lot of self-delusion. We now participate in not only accepting lies as being true, but actually spreading those same types of lies and propagating that continuation of misinformation. And that misinformation is hurting us. It's hurting us all. It's hurting us as a people. It's hurting us as a country. It's hurting us as a world. It really is. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at what we're doing. All right? First off, we need to, as the subject of today's talk is, we need to use our heads. All right? We need to sometimes step back, look at what's going right, look at what's going wrong, look at what's working, look what's not working, and also go back and look at what it is that we want out of those things that we say we want something out of. And if we're not getting the things that we want, then we need to make some changes. But we also need to be willing to make some sacrifices. A lot of us are not willing to make any sacrifices. So the necessary sacrifices are totally out of the question. Well, we need to, one, use our heads. We need to look at things with an objective mindset and then figure out where it is that we fit in the scheme of things, how we can actually make that thing that we want come to fruition without hurting anybody else, without hurting ourselves, and also creating expectations that are real. You know, I've listened to a lot of different motivational speakers, read a lot of motivational books, all of that. Matter of fact, I just recently gave a presentation for a pretty large group of people. And what I found is that if your expectations are at a certain level and you plan and prepare and practice and do the things that you need to do, then guess what? You're either going to meet and exceed those goals, or, you know, you're not. However, the probability of you actually obtaining your goal, the probability of you actually finding the success, the probability of you actually blowing away what your expectations were by providing superior and outstanding performance go up greatly. And when I say go up greatly, I truly mean go up greatly. However, the only way that that's going to happen is if you and I are willing to go ahead and do the work necessary. You know, I when I did my talk, this is just a perfect example when I talk about, you know, use your head. When I did my presentation, I prepared for it. Now, whether I prepared for it enough or not, that debates to be seen. Could it have been better? Yes, but could it have been worse? Everybody that was at the presentation actually gave me kudos, and I was really impressed because one of the people that was there is a motivational speaker. That's what this young lady does as a profession. The other young lady that was there, she's actually a coach, and she teaches people who don't know how to speak or who have to do presentations because they're writers and things along that nature. She actually teaches them how to present themselves and actually how to get their message across. And I got, you know, pretty high marks from both. And one of the ladies I know, and if I had dropped the ball, she's definitely the lady that actually prepares speakers. She's giving me a few pointers here and there, and I have to say, they've been, you know, Miss Fran Pollock, those bits of information that you shared with me have been priceless. They truly have. And she was actually at my presentation, and she gave me a couple of pointers before I even started my presentation. But either way, we also have to be willing to accept not only criticism, but we also have to be willing to take guidance. A lot of us seem to think that we know it all. Well, guess what? Nobody knows it all. The person that knows it all is probably dead. And they probably got dead because they knew it all and they didn't listen to somebody else. So there's some wisdom in that particular analogy. I actually saw a quote from someone the other day, and the quote said that knowledge absorbed is knowledge, but knowledge used is wisdom. And that's a really true saying, you know, and that's a really powerful thing. Because again, you know, somebody came back and they said, well, no, knowledge used is experience. I mean, no, excuse me, knowledge absorbed is experience. Well, guess what? If your experience isn't something that you're sharing with another human being, your experience is nothing. It's garbage. It's not contributing to anybody. It's not helping anybody. And since most of us don't even take our own advice, we're not even helping ourselves. So for that person, again, a lot of times I just let it go because it's easier to let it go than to get into a debate with someone that has to be right. Again, am I always right? Of course I'm not. I make mistakes like every other person that breathes and eats and does all of the other humanly functions that everyone does. However, I am willing to take information in. I am willing to look at it objectively. I am willing to step back from the table and go, you know what? Based on what I know now, what I knew then was wrong, and I need to make the adjustment. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have to use your head. You know, it was very recently there was a young man in the Midwest area. He and his significant other were going through some changes. Don't really know the gist of it because I don't really patronize the news too much because usually it's negativity and it's drama, and I really don't want that in my life. So I take put a lot of effort into removing myself from that type of information and that type of knowledge. Why? Because death, drama, famine, and destructive and negative thinking has been going on long before I was around, and it'll be going on long after I've passed. However, I choose not to be one of those people that is part of that cycle, okay? I don't choose to be one of those people that lives in that negative world. I prefer to be in a positive world. Now, mind you, I didn't say a make-believe reality world where everything is perfect. What I said is I choose to be in a world where opportunity and possibility are there, not where everything is negativity and doom and gloom. So understand, too, as Dr. Ivan Meiser said, he's actually the founder and chairperson of BNI, which is the largest networking organization in the world. he said in one of his things, and I've read it from other people too, is that you are a product of the five people you hang around with most. And that's a very powerful thing. Look at the people that you're hanging around with and understand that if they're knuckleheads and you hang around them, what does that make you? If they're not that bright and you hang around them, what does that make you? If they're not what you call attractive and you hang around them, what does that make you? Does that make you somebody that's not as bright or that's a little bit brighter than them? That's not really a big leap, is it? Does that make you someone that's not as pretty as the prettiest person, but you look better than that person that you decided to be around? Again, that's not necessarily the best thing either. Are there morals of question? Does that mean that your morals of question because you choose to hang around that person? Again, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. You know, I had a conversation with another gentleman. Me and him are actually in one of the same clubs. And as he was talking to me, we were talking about some different things that I've said or done. Nothing negative, but I have a tendency to speak my mind. And the gentleman said something to me. We call a guy Preach, okay, because he has a very strong religious background, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we just happen to have one particular thing in common, which is riding motorcycles. And Preach said to me, he said, well, Z, you know, when you actually step down and go to say whatever it is that you got to say, he said, for the most part, you know, even when you don't tell everybody to kind of kiss where the sun don't shine, he said, your mannerisms say kiss where the sun don't shine. And it kind of threw me back. Why did it throw me back? Because until he said it, I didn't realize that that was the message that I was conveying. And it wasn't necessarily a message that I was saying with my voice. It was a message that I was saying with my body action, with my facial expressions. Because like he said to me, he said, listen, every time that you say something, he said, you're dead on. He said, you're dead on. There's no question. He said, you're eloquent. You speak properly. Everything is perfect. However, that's the way that he perceives what I said. Now, could he be wrong? Yes. But can I really ignore that? No, I can't ignore that. Why? Because what if he is 100% right and I'm partially wrong? He basically taught me a lesson. In that few moments that we were together and we were actually at an event for veterans, Preach taught me a lesson. He made me aware of something, and I was very thankful for that. Well, all of us need to become more thankful for the tidbits of information that's shared with us, the things that people feel comfortable enough to share with us and giving us a chance to make the necessary corrections and adjustments so that we can become better people, so that we can be better people, so that we can actually reach the goals that we want to reach by understanding that life is about growth, life is about development. We can't believe that we're perfect. We can't believe that, you know, we don't do any wrong and that, you know, everything's perfect. We can't look at our children and believe that our children are angels when we know ourselves that they're not angels. We also need to make sure as parents, since I'm talking about children, that we also do everything that we can do to set them up to win. And how do we do that? Sometimes we do that by being a little cruel, by being a little hard, but doing what's necessary. Because please understand this, ladies and gentlemen, and there is no question in my mind, and I'm sure if you think about it objectively, there's no question in yours. The world out there doesn't give a rat's tail about your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your grandparent, your grandchild, I'm sorry, or your great-grandchild. And if you don't give them the proper tools so that they can handle themselves correctly, those children, that future that you're putting out there is going to fail, and it's going to fail miserably. You know, on the site it says, are you a man or a mouse? Again, it's a very strong statement, but let's look around you. You know, we have a lot of young men nowadays that don't want to take responsibility. We have a lot of young women that don't want to take responsibility. We have a lot of people in general, young and old, that don't want to take responsibility for their own lives. Right now in the United States, we're going through an election. And in that election, Everybody is blaming everybody else for everything that's wrong. However, let's be honest. For this particular office, the persons or people in charge, the people that were running the government 4 years prior to this last 4 years, they left that new person that came in, that new elected official, with a huge and massive problem. And the interesting thing is that that person that actually took the job, a job that most of us are not willing to take, took that job and jumped in with both feet. Well, now, because he wasn't able to pull a rabbit out of his hat, you've got people that want to blame that person that's presently in charge for all of the things that are going wrong with the economy, with economics, with all of the different things that are going on in the world. I'm not in the world, but in this particular country. However, are they that person's fault? And of all these people that are complaining, how much have they done to help turn it around? How much have they done to create more industry? How much have they done to create more jobs? How much have they done to create more tools and more things that we can use to make our world better? How much have they done just in their own household, just in their own neighborhood? If you look at it, most of them have done nothing. They've done nothing but be fat, lazy, sit on their butts, go watch TV, and worry about stuff that doesn't concern them. Anyway, we're kind of getting off the tone here. When I say use your head, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that's going to bring you success, and that success that you want, is you. All right? In order for you to get through any door, you have to use your head. Now, you can get through that door because you know somebody, but now can you maintain that? All right? You can get through that door because you got money, but can you maintain that? Now that you need to do the job, can you do the job? All right? Can you walk the walk? We gave you the position, but now can you keep it? We gave you the opportunity, but now can you prove that you deserved it by constantly doing the things necessary to be successful based on the needs and requirements of that particular position? You have to use your head. If you're in a relationship, guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, relationships take work. You have to use your head. All right? You meet some young lady or some young man and you decide to do certain things. You need to understand that when we're talking about the chemistry of man and woman, sometimes we don't use our heads. And sometimes the heads that we don't, and the heads I'm talking about are the ones between our shoulders. I'm not talking about any other heads. I'm not talking about anything else. We also need to, more of us need to become entrepreneurs. More of us need to get that entrepreneurial spirit and start to create industry. We need to start creating our own jobs. We need to learn how to take care of ourselves. You know, I was watching a show not too long ago, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, 50, 100 years from now, with the way that we're creating products, you know, with chemistry and stuff like that, a lot of us may not even know how to plant a seed and grow something from the ground. Why? Because technology would have evolved so much that we just don't know how to do it. It would be foreign to us. Our kids wouldn't see it. So our kids' kids wouldn't see it. So our kids' kids' kids wouldn't see it. So in turn, we would end up growing up a population of people that are now dependent on chemistry because they don't know the land. I was talking with one lady the other day, and she was explaining to me how she's not a techie, because one of the particular professions that I'm in, a lot of people think that it's very technical. And this lady's a baby boomer. And this lady was explaining to me, she was like, well, Z, you know, I'm not really technical. And I had to explain to her. I said, well, you know, first off, let's look at it this way. You ever think that maybe your perception of what technical is different? Because right now you think that a lot of the young people in the world are technically proficient. And I said, that's actually not true. Most of the young people today are not technically proficient. The people that are baby boomers are actually technically proficient. However, the Gen Y and the millennials, the Gen Y, Gen X, and the millennials, they're not technically proficient. They're technically dependent. Why? Because the baby boomers created the technology, the programming, and all of that stuff. They created that technical world, and then what they did was they made it easier. All right, so what used to be on the back end, now all anybody sees is the front end. So the baby boomer generation was the technical generation in reality, but the Gen Y and the millennials are actually the technology dependent. They couldn't live without it. However, a lot of the baby boomers could live without it. They've grown accustomed to using it, but they could go without it because they weren't originally brought up with it. It wasn't all they knew. For these other generations, it's all they knew. So again, use your head. All right, I was talking a little while ago about a young man that had a relationship problem, and he ended up taking a firearm, going to a salon, and basically throwing away not only his life, but several other people's lives because him and his significant other were going their separate ways. Ladies and gentlemen, use your head. You're going to lose a job. So what? It's a job. There'll be more. Use your head. Somebody steps up to you. They don't put their hands on you, but they act like they're going to. Use your head. You're pissed off. You're upset. You've got things on your mind. You've got a lot of pressure, and it's kind of really bothering you. Use your head. Step back. Step away from it. Look at it with a different perspective. All right? Remove yourself from that situation. Don't get yourself wrapped up in something that once you get into it, you will never, ever get out of it. And why will you never get out of it? Because now what you've created is a lot bigger and a lot worse than anything that you were actually ready to handle. You've heard me say this before. It amazes me all of the people that talk about a fight but have never had a fight. It amazes me with all the people that are going to call the police and aren't realizing that the police are not proactive, they're reactive. Something has to happen for the police to come. If nothing has happened, or if there's not an imminent threat of something happening with the potential to actually make it come to fruition, the police aren't going to come. Well, guess what? You don't want the police to come because you don't want to be in that situation. If somebody rejects you, take it as a learning experience. Move on. If something doesn't go right, take it as a learning experience. Move on. Make the necessary adjustments to make your life the success that it's meant to be if you are willing to do the things necessary to bring that success to fruition. Stop waiting for someone to hand you the keys to the city, because 99% of the time, it's not going to happen. Make your own success for yourself by doing the things that you need to do. Is it going to be hard? It probably is. Is life hard? Yes, it probably is. However, life is as hard as you make it. If you're not willing to do your part, why should anybody else do it for you? If you're not willing to clean up your mess, why should someone else clean up your mess? If you're not willing to take care of the things that you're supposed to take care of, the things that you messed up, then why should somebody else cut you a huss? Why should somebody else do something for you? Why should somebody else inconvenience themselves when you won't inconvenience yourself? You know, the one great thing I have to say about the B&I concept is that they have a giver's gain. Understand this, and I truly believe it. The more people that you help, the more people are going to be in your corner when you need help. Are all of them going to be in your corner? No. Are most of them going to be in your corner? No. But those people that you've gone above and beyond to help, that truly appreciate it, you're going to know who they are. And how are you going to know who they are? Because they're going to step up. And when those people step up, guess what? You just got a valuable, valuable tool. That valuable tool was the knowledge that you have people that are actually willing to back you. You have people that see not only their own worth, but see your worth. And not only appreciate themselves, but appreciate what you've done for them. And by them stepping up, they're showing you that love. They're showing you that trust. You know, in networking, they say it's not about hunting. It's about farming. It's about building relationships. Well, how do you build relationships? You build relationships because I've got a half a loaf of bread. Dude, here, share this half a loaf with me. I don't have to necessarily need to share this loaf with you or want to share this loaf with you, but I'm going to go ahead and share it with you. Why? Because you need it and I need it. And together, guess what? We can hunt the bigger game. together we can plant more corn. Together we can harvest more stuff. Together we can create more than we could possibly do alone. It's not about any one individual. It's about every individual working together to create something bigger, something better, something that none of us could have done by ourselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand that the world is full of opportunity. I know it's hard. It's hard for everybody. It's hard for me. However, is it that hard? Do I have to have this? Can I wait another day, another year, another month, knowing that the harvest, knowing that the reward will greatly outweigh the temporary satisfaction that I got for what I did when I did it? Knowing that I may have to knock on one more door, knowing that I may have to make one more call, knowing that I may have to live through the suffering of one more obnoxious individual that means me no harm and means no one else any harm. I mean, means no one else, means me no good and means no one else any good, even though I know that I mean no one any harm. The answer is yes. Why? Because in the end, it'll be worth it. Why? Because in the end, a lot more than I could have probably imagined. Why? Because I went through it. Because I suffered those slings, those arrows. Because I was willing to do what was necessary. Because in the end, I find out, guess what? Through all of that, it was worth it. Through all of that, it was necessary. And through all of that, now I can do things that I never thought I could do. Now I can live a life I never probably imagined that I could live. Because, again, I dealt with those things I needed to deal with in the proper way. So I found that success and I found that fulfillment because I did what I needed to do. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and as always, I want to thank you for everything that you've done, for all of those people that attended my presentation yesterday. I want to thank you all for coming. I am truly, truly humbled and blessed by the fact that you are all there. We had over 50 people there that came just to support me, and that was pretty phenomenal. And again, I have to say that I am very humbled by it, and I appreciated the opportunity. If anybody wants me for anything else, to talk, to speak, to do anything like that, please let me know. I would look forward to it. And again, and I am humbled by the fact that you all continue to listen to The Zurian Show. Thank you so much. Have a great and wonderful day. Take care.